Hello and welcome back to Strange Glow Video. My name is Justin. Tonight I have our great friend Jerry joining us. Jerry, you may recognize from the Ghostbusters Afterlife premiere event stuff we did. So Jerry's a great friend of the show, an excellent friend overall, and obviously a huge Mario fan. So we had to bring the man that took me to the Mario or the Nintendo store in New York. He had to join the show. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we did do that. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Well, thanks.
Nick's here too.
Alec is still in the process of moving. I spent some time this afternoon helping him move into his new place. He's literally
moving today.
Actually, yes. So he moved out of his old place into a storage unit. Yeah, so it's been an ordeal for him, but he will not be joining this. He hadn't had time to see the movie, so we brought Jerry on, who's probably more enthusiastic and better versed in Mario knowledge anyway.
Yeah. I hope so. Shit. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, no, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, moving sucks. Sorry, Alec, if you're watching this, I don't envy you. Painting a movie are the 2 vs. 6. But yeah, how do you guys want to kick this off? What do you want?
Well, let's chat. So overall, Nick and I rated this before we saw the movie, just kind of pompously. We're like, hey, what are you rating this movie straight off of trailers?
We rated the trailer, basically.
Yeah, all the trailers. So out of 10 one-up mushrooms, how many one-up mushrooms did you give it? Nick, you said you were going to give it a 9. I said an 8.
I gave the trailer a 9. The trailer's a 9. I like the trailers more. I like the trailers more than the movie, I'll say.
Okay.
You like the trailers more than the movie?
Yeah, the trailers, you know, don't tell you everything, but it kind of led me to believe a few things that I'm not saying I didn't like the movie. I'm just saying might lose a point. I might give it an 8 instead of a 9, you know.
Okay, so if you're going to rate it right now, how many one-up mushroom lives would you give it out of 10?
The whole movie? I'd say an 8, but I think I'm a little bit biased just because I'm just love Mario so much and excited to have a more accurate film to the video game.
I can see why you'd say that. What about you, Jerry?
Oh, 10. 10 all the way, man. I had a smile ear to ear the entire film. And we'll get into it. I'll save some more of my comments, but I'll say 10.
Yeah, this is just flat up. No spoilers yet.
Let me add something. I think your kids will think it's a 10. Like if you take your kids.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you do a movie critical thinking about it, you can start seeing some issues. But if you turn off your brain or you're a kid, I think you're just gonna love it.
I mean,
if you go in looking to have fun here, I give this 9 out of 10, and I increased it. Off the trailers.
Yeah, you're gonna have fun. Yeah.
And I just saw it, so maybe I'm still wowed by it. I went to the 7 o'clock showing tonight and took the girls. So I just got out of it like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I've had 48 hours to reflect, so I've had a little longer.
I went yesterday. I picked the boys up from school and we went straight to the movie theater and it was awesome. Even got this beautiful little popcorn bucket.
I'll give the popcorn bucket a 10 out of 10.
Hey, that's probably the best value popcorn bucket AMC has ever released, because it was 15 bucks for that large popcorn with the tin. Like a large popcorn alone is like 10 bucks.
Yeah, it's metal. It's
I didn't
it's
even know
pretty,
they were doing that.
Pretty, it's pretty good scale. I don't know. I heard some places have already sold out, so I'd go out there and try to grab one right away.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were doing that. I'll have to try that. I think there's also a Mario cup. I saw someone with a Mario cup of some kind. I went to B&B by my house. So I don't know if they were doing
that. I thought there was supposed to be. B&B had a plastic bucket, but they said they didn't have any cups. But I heard from somebody that works at the local company that makes those cups, and they had some kind of marketing issues. So maybe there were supposed to be cups, and they didn't get made in time. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, some of that stuff can be difficult. Yeah, so this popcorn bucket, though, is pretty awesome, especially for that price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I have to go.
Yeah, you get a large popcorn with it, which is, like Justin said, priority 10 bucks. So,
love it.
We got a lot of Mario stuff in this house because my boys love Mario. Like, it's
oh, yeah.
their jam, so.
And I was a bad boy today, and I got all the Mario movie toys except for the Princess Peach because they didn't have it at that Target.
Awesome. That's
I didn't know they had toys tied to the movie.
But they have the sale right now. If you buy $100 of toys, you get $25 off. So I did that. Well, I didn't buy the little figures because they only had Mario and Peach anyway, and Mario and Peach, the little tiny one, comes with the castle playset anyway. So I got the van and the castle, and then all the big figures except for Peach. Oh, I don't have Bowser either because they didn't have Bowser. I gotta find those two still.
Nice.
I know there's a steel special edition steel book when they released it on Blu-ray. I waited to buy that just because I wanted to watch the movie first to make sure it's like worth it. And yeah,
when I got out of the theater Wednesday and I saw a post about all the different pre-orders for it. I was like, they're already announcing all this and have the images and everything.
Yeah, that's awesome though. I mean, I think they had a little like extra time from moving this movie out from December to really set things up right. But this is the most fun I've had at the movie theater in a while, honestly.
I found myself like laughing out loud, like I was a kid. I was just like, I don't know. I was just like very, it was obviously very nostalgic for, you know, our age, and just all the little details and Easter eggs. I mean, it just makes you want to go back and watch the movie like another 2-3 times just to pick up on stuff, pause the screen, you know, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of Easter eggs, but if you're watching this now, we're going to jump into spoiler territory. So if you have not seen the movie.
Yeah. Don't listen beyond now. But I wanted to say that we went dressed up too. So I was Raccoon Mario. We had a Super Mario World Joe wearing the cape, you know, and then we had Luigi and Peach and Daisy.
Yeah, so I saw the pictures.
So we took pictures with kids and stuff and gave away some toys beforehand.
Yeah, that was cool. My girl's Isabella, she dressed up as Rosalina. Like for my birthday party, the girls wore the same outfits, and then Genevieve wore her Luigi girl outfit.
And the theater was packed.
Dressing like we're wearing shirts, and like it wasn't just us. I mean, everybody that was going to that movie had
there was a lot of people wearing the shirts and stuff.
Yeah. So at Comic-Con, I picked up Pete a Mario Odyssey shirt because like that's his. He just loves that game. But I mean, he loves all the Mario games, so he wore that. I didn't wear my Mario Kart shirt. I thought about throwing it on, but I was like, kids aren't going to care. But yeah, it was good.
I wore this. I was saving. My kids got me Mario socks. So
awesome.
Wore those to the theater. So yeah, we were all decked out, man. I loved it.
Were your guys' theaters packed as well? Or?
So yeah. I went to a 3:45 showing. Like it's probably the first. There's a 3:30 we probably could have made, but I didn't want to be in a rush. Mm-hmm. But we hit the 3:45 and I was surprised how many people had filled that out because when I bought tickets, there's only like 3 other tickets sold. But by the time it was there, it was pretty packed.
Ours was packed and it was a good crowd. You know, it wasn't like annoying. No one was annoying. There was a little kid behind me that was really enjoying it, you know, laughing at the right times. It was a good experience, you know.
It was fun. I mean, that's just why I love going to the movies, though. I mean, you get that communal experience of enjoying the story and seeing where it's going, even though, like, we're not familiar with it. You know, like, we know it, but we don't know what's going to happen. So
I don't always enjoy that because sometimes you get some annoying people. But it was a good experience overall, especially for being so crowded. It was pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to jump into spoiler territory right now. So there's a lot of Easter eggs in this movie. And just got some other generalized notes, which is pretty interesting.
I did want to talk about that because I saw someone say there's a lot of fan service in the movie, and I'm like, I don't look at it that way because it's an adaptation of the video game. So I think there's just stuff from the video games. And
right.
I mean, there's Easter eggs like Wreck-It Ralph reference. I think there is, and some other stuff. But
that one scene of. I think I need to rewatch it. But the toad at the antique store in Mushroom Kingdom is like, does it still work? And he's like, yeah, you just got to blow into it. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't catch this, what it was. I'm guessing it was like a NES cartridge.
Yeah.
And well, you know, that's a little fan service, obviously, compared, but come on. Overall, like, it was an adaptation, like Nick said, of the video game. So, like, how are you not going to put in mushrooms and donkey, you know, all the stuff that they did? I mean, come on.
Yeah, they did a great job, right? And the trailer led me in a couple of directions that I was really happy they didn't actually, it didn't play out just how I thought it was going to play out in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I was misled into thinking there'd be some Luigi's Mansion stuff, because, you know, they show in the trailer when it goes into the castle and it's all dark and spooky.
Well, it was a little nod to Luigi's Mansion, I feel.
But he spent most of the movie in a cage, you know, so I thought we were going to see two separate adventures going on at once.
Well, I think what we're going to see is this is going to be a franchise now, right? Nintendo's into the movie marketing, and the way they set this up, that was my main concern, Jerry, when I was talking to Nick beforehand, was them overdoing this movie to begin with, and it was surprisingly balanced.
Yeah, like the Yoshis only have like a cameo.
Yeah, so, and then at the end, you know, the
post-credit scene, yep.
Yeah, so Yoshi obviously would be a character in the next film. Right. But that's something that they did refrain from doing, even though we got a lot of Donkey Kong as well.
But which, and then like, because it was both balanced, I think, like Justin said, because I mean, yeah, there's a nod to Yoshi, you know, you got to see Yoshi, and then the Super Mario cape, you know, in their commercial, little touches like that. But they didn't cram like every little thing of the Mario universe into this to make it just way too, you know, fan service to that point earlier. Like, for example, like Rosalina, she's not in this. Maybe she'll be in the next one. But they had the Lumineer or whatever the star things are called.
The Luma, yeah. The Luma was like the most existential character in there. That was the biggest. That was like kind of what. That was like the adult humor, like talking to the adults in the crowd, because it was just like suicidal and everything else. It's like so disappointing.
I was very surprised when it doesn't burn. Let that in the movie. I thought they would squash like some of the dialogue that he's like, sweet release, you know, and all this stuff about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, that's a little unlike Nintendo.
Yeah, it's dark, but yeah, that Luma I thought was hilarious. And then that post-credit scene. That post-credit scene I love, because it gave me the vibe, like the way they get to the Mushroom Kingdom in this movie has just enough vibes for the old Mario movie, the 93 movie, like that I was like, okay, I like how you're going to give it a little bit of credit there without like outright referencing it too much. I thought that was kind of silly and fun. So
they use a lot of power-ups in this movie, but they're still haven't been used. And then like Princess and I think Donkey Kong are the only ones that use the fire flower. So none of the Mario Brothers do.
But and they didn't have to either. But
there's still more to do in the future movies.
Right.
But like, and a lot of enemies aren't seen.
And true, and then but I thought that they did a good job in the set, or every time, like I'm like the whole movie, I'm like, okay, they haven't done Tanuki suit yet. They haven't done the Tanuki suit. I'm like, I want a Mario 3 reference here, and that's like my favorite power up of all time, because I have so much nostalgia for that game when I was a kid. And sure, you know, they did it, and I was just like, big smile. I was like,
And then
other things too, like the music and like the little references of the music and the backgrounds on certain things, and how like certain scenes in the movie when they're running and doing all this stuff, they do like a side view, like you're playing a video game.
Yes.
And I thought that was very clever of them to incorporate that view as if you're watching a video game, because it's Mario.
Well, I thought that was some of the most brilliant stuff in the movie, was the fact that it felt like you were playing the game in some of the moments. And then it was like also like way bigger than anything the game's been as well. Yeah. So, 100%. I mean, you got the Mario Odyssey references with Bowser trying to marry Peach, right? And like the suit that he wears there.
I noticed on, because I was looking for these Easter eggs I was watching, like on Toad's backpack, he had like a badge of the upside down pyramid from Mario Odyssey on there. And that was super clever. And of course, on their journey to go to Jungle Kingdom, you know, they go through the desert of Mario Kingdom, and
Yeah,
Mario, the Odyssey.
Toad's also dressed like Captain Toad, pretty much, right?
Yeah, he's dressed like Captain Toad. And,
yeah.
And like even like at the beginning, whenever they're running to get to their first job, and that's when they do that first point of view of like the side view, like a video game. I don't know if you noticed, but like towards the end of that whole scene, when he hits that flagpole and goes down the flagpole, like a random, just like small flag, like right next to it was a castle, a burger joint, I think it was. But it was,
a white castle.
It was like a, not quite a white castle, but something castle burgers or something it said.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. And I thought it was so clever. Like he hits a flagpole and then right next to it is the castle from Mario 1. But it's made to look like just like a restaurant, but it, obviously it's tying in a nod to the Mario 1 movie, so, or game, excuse me. So,
yeah. And then, you know, just going down the Easter eggs and stuff like that, right? The whole dialogue bit about, oh, this princess is in another castle, right? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And so Mario 64 is like that, and Mario 3 are my two favorites of all time. And, you know, Princess Peach's castle, when you get there, the window pane is that of Mario 64 game. You know, when you jump through the window pane and hit that slide, that secret slide. And I thought that was super cool. And then like in the crowd and the Donkey Kong scene when they're fighting, one of the Kongs was wearing like a 64 shirt. And then they referenced Diddy Kong, and then the chick name, the blonde Kong, Dizzy Kong, I can't remember.
Dixie, I think.
Right. Yeah. See, that was great too, because the way they set this up, they could do a Donkey Kong movie that it's his own journey, like Diddy Kong story, like, right? And then we don't see Bowser Jr., we don't see any of the Koopalings, right? So there's so many enemies out there that they could do. You're barely scratching the surface of what's out there.
Saving them for later. And also, you don't want to just cram every little thing in there just because it's Mario related. Like, it was well balanced, to your point earlier.
Yeah. And I think that they could easily do a Luigi's Mansion movie, right? Because Luigi kind of took a backseat in this, but Luigi is the star in the Luigi's Mansion stuff. So I think that would make sense.
And they did a nod to it. I felt like, you know, when he had the flashlight and all that stuff walking around and being a castle. And I thought that was really cool. And I agree with Nick. Like, I thought it was going to be more like kind of like a plot B or something of Luigi trying, you know, doing his thing.
I knew they were going to be separate.
I was a little disappointed that he was, you know, in a cage for, you know, a lot of the movie, but.
Yeah, but they did a good job, right? Because if you think about it, the only ghost we saw was King Boo and King Bom Bom at the wedding.
That was awesome
to see them in there. So,
dude, when I came out like that for the wedding scene, I just started, I'm still smiling. I was like,
yeah,
that's King Bom Bom. That is awesome. Because I was looking when they're in the Peach's Castle, I was looking at the paintings to see if any of them resembled the ones from 64. And I didn't see it. But then King Bom Bom showed up to the wedding and King Boo, and I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with some of that stuff, because they forced a lot of that in there, but it was fun though. Like, lots of movies do that and you're like, oh, that's so cringe, but you're thinking like, this is the first Mario movie they've done since 93. It's the first truly animated, and it really just was so much fun. Like, all the, even just the way they did the mini mushroom, right? You know, I think that was a great use of, they did it to Mario and then they did it again later to Bowser at the end, right? I thought that was awesome.
The mini mushroom is something that, hell, I kind of forgot about it. You know, it's only been in like one or two games, you know. I think the 3DS
isn't it?
Was in.
It's in the new Super Mario Brothers games, I think.
Yeah, the new Super Mario Brothers, and that was originally on the Wii U, but they ported it to Switch.
Yeah, it was in that one.
Which is a great game, by the way. I love that game. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is.
The cat suit was great. You know, you got the fire flower, you got the ice flower, the Tanuki suit, and the superstar. And they still left so much stuff out there, right? You know, they left out
the boot.
They left out the boot, the frog suit. There's just so many that they're still out there, right? So I think it's pretty cool.
The mega mushroom, where it gets really big.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought it was funny that the comedy tied to it, where Mario hates mushrooms, and you know, he hates,
yeah,
but he's forcing himself to eat them because, you know, for the power I thought that was funny that they did that. And then I just didn't understand. I guess like we don't know who his family members are besides his mom and dad. You know, Luigi and Mario's mom and dad. I guess they're aunts or siblings.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're siblings, like older siblings or
something. I was hoping that they were going to acknowledge from the first movie that their last name is also Mario.
Oh, yeah. Mario, Mario. Luigi, Mario. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
Oh, and did you notice like in his room too, like the little, I don't know why this came from my head, but like he's playing obviously Nintendo. I think it was what, Kid Icarus?
Yeah.
And then on top of the TV, there's an R-Wing, you know, from Star Fox sitting on it. And I was like, they even got Star Fox knotted like in here. So I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. It was Punch Out Pizza at the end in the battle scenes. That was pretty cool. There's some good other.
I noticed it's Punch Out Pizza from the beginning when they first had that scene in there because there's a picture of what's the name of the character in Punch Out? Why am I blanking?
Oh, the character you play as. Yeah, I always forget his name.
Green box, boxing gloves. There's a picture of him like framed on the wall, like by the arcade.
And yeah,
the arcade was the jump man.
Isn't the character voiced by Martinet in the pizza restaurant too?
Yes,
Charles Martinet.
That's okay. I forgot that he was gonna do a little voice.
Because he's the one kind of talking more like Mario.
Yeah.
And I guess we should reference that they acknowledge the accent thing because they really do the cliche or the stereotypical Italian accent in their commercial. And then after they watch the commercial, they're like, "Do you think we overdid the accent?"
Yeah, and I was so surprised when they So about the voices, and I'll get to that in a second, but when the movie opened with that, you know, I was like, oh, they're doing it like it's accents. That's what I wanted. And, you know, so they did it for the fans, you know, to do that, I feel. And then they did a good how they wrote it into the script on, well, we can't do the entire movie in an Italian accent. How are we going to get around this? And
yeah.
They did it through that commercial, and so now you kind of know, like, oh, okay. So it makes it easier to hear Chris Pratt as Mario, which
I figured they would acknowledge it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't really distracted by it throughout the movie. I didn't think, oh, this is Chris Pratt. You
know? And honestly, like my biggest worries and like things that I was gonna think, man, I might not like this movie is just Chris Pratt doing Mario, and then Seth Rogen doing Donkey Kong, and
yeah,
I actually didn't mind Mario, like Chris Pratt at all. I thought he did well, to be honest. Like, and it wasn't just his, I thought he was going to be his normal voice, but
he does like the video game quotes pretty well too, where it sounds more like Mario.
Yeah, exactly. Like Mamma Mia and all that. And then the only one that I'm still kind of on the fence on is like why they chose Seth Rogen for Donkey Kong. I don't know if that fit that character very well.
Especially the laugh, you know, Seth Rogen has a very distinct laugh.
Yeah, they always got to get his laugh in there. And it was good.
Which is kind of funny. I didn't expect Donkey Kong to be in so much. I didn't expect Donkey Kong to be in so much of the movie.
No, but I did like that because, I mean, Donkey Kong is Mario's first appearance, right? I mean, he didn't even have the name Mario then. So the fact that they acknowledged that in the Super Mario Bros. Movie, I thought was really smart.
Yeah, exactly. And then when they're, you know, doing the fighting and all of a sudden Kong throws a barrel down at Mario and for the reference of the first game. And I was just like,
oh yeah, that, yeah, that was,
I laughed and I smiled.
Yeah,
their little rivalry was pretty good. And they both like bonded over like not meeting their dad's expectations, which is a little cliche, but it's kind of fun though, too. Right.
It's like your dad was right.
I really like Jack Black as Bowser, except his singing stuff was kind of like whatever. I didn't really care about that one way or the other, but I really liked how he did Bowser. He didn't sound like he's doing his normal voice. Now Seth Rogen just sounded like he walked in there and did all of his lines without like doing anything, right? Like Chris Pratt I thought did good. Charlie Day was not quite as high up in his, you know, he's usually kind of got that high pitched voice where he can be really annoying, like on Always Sunny. Yeah. And he really toned it in and reined it in. He was more reminded me of Horrible Bosses the way his voice delivery was in this. It wasn't so pigeonholing himself. So I didn't mind him. Chris Pratt, I was pretty surprised that it worked as well as it did. I was honestly not distracted by it at the end of the movie. I was like, oh, I didn't hate that.
I think the one that fit best for me was Peach. I thought like that voice really fits the character, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and she's a great actor. I mean, if you saw the Meal, the movie that was streaming here recently, and all the stuff she's done, she was great.
No, so. I didn't. And then Toad, the voice, who's the actor, the comedian, the guy that did Toad's voice. I thought he did a good job.
I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I like Toad. I was pretty happy with that voice cast, because when they first said Chris Pratt, I said, I was really afraid he's going to do like the Emmett voice from the Lego movie, which, don't get me wrong, I like the Lego movie a lot. The first one, at least, is really fun. But I was like, oh, is he just going to do this thing? And I was really surprised with, you know, they must have had a good voice director in there for him, because I was surprised, really, that I didn't hate him.
Keegan-Michael Key is Toad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I hate Toad as far as a character. I've never liked that character.
Turn Jerry off.
Toad is the worst. He's terrible. He just sucks. He just gets in the way. Just get out of here.
Wow.
Well, I think in the movie, Toad did pretty good. And since they had the Captain Toad thing, which is basically they took his version from Mario Odyssey and the Captain Toad follow-up, which is kind of in the same vein, right?
Right.
That worked out pretty well for me, especially with all the Toads they had.
Well, Captain Toad was in Odyssey. I haven't finished that game yet. I know he's in Super Mario 3D World also.
Yeah, so Captain Toad is kind of you haven't finished Odyssey? That's crazy.
Came out like 6-7 years ago.
I know.
Yeah, Pete. I think Pete's beat it 3 or 4 times, just playing through over and over again.
I want to get the Captain Toad game too. I like those segments of 3D World where you play.
The Captain Toad game is really good. I never bought it again when it came out on Switch, because I was like, I already had the game on Wii U, and the only thing that I was missing out on is the additional levels that they put into it from Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, maybe if it goes on sale, I'll grab it then. But then I don't know, or maybe you guys know, do I have to repeat the entire game before I get to those Odyssey levels, or can you just jump straight there?
I honestly don't know. Pete's played that one. I haven't watched him play it as much, because it's a lot shorter, smaller game in scale and scope than some of the other stuff.
It's a fun puzzle game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was really happy with this movie. I can't wait to see what they do with it next. I mean, to me, it's just a blast. I mean, the fact that there's so much they haven't even explored. I mean, they could do a whole movie just on Mario Kart itself, which I thought was pretty cool. That was the other Easter egg that I really liked, was how they had to select their cart and then they're painting the cart. That was so fun.
I thought it was like, because I was like, okay, how, because you see the trailer, like, hey, obviously he's in a Mario Kart, he's in a cart. So he's like, how do they get into these carts? And especially if it's made, you know, Mario says on the thing. And then how they came up with it with the Kongs making their, and you know, when they get to the jungle right away, like the guy's driving a cart. So you just know that that's how they do things over in the Jungle Kingdom. And then so it just made sense that they would make them a cart for them. And I thought they did that really well. And as far as how they tied in the Mario Kart piece. And then whenever they took off or something, all of a sudden his paraglider came out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was awesome. It's just so many little things like that. And like choosing your cart and it was still like in the same kind of icons and that's in the game, you know, the purple wheels.
Oh, yeah.
And then Toad, of course, has like this big ass monster truck, which I thought was funny.
You know, that was awesome though. Like, I thought they did a good job integrating the Mario Kart, because, like I said, seeing the trailers was like, man, they're gonna shoehorn everything in here. And then
right, yeah, exactly. They just Mario Kart's super popular. We got to figure out how to get it in here, and they just kind of like half-ass it or just throw it in there. But no, like the way they wrote it into the story was really good.
Yeah, no, I think it all came out pretty nice, and I'm like, okay, what are they gonna do next? I mean, I'm seriously like super excited about. How they're gonna
feeling on this. I'm excited to see when they release the numbers, like how much they made.
Yeah,
this week and the opening day. And you know for sure they're going to be, obviously they left it open at the end, but they're going to be making multiple movies here.
Well, and like I said, you can easily do a Luigi's Mansion movie and make Charlie Day the star because, right, yeah, he didn't have a lot of screen time here. You can easily do a Donkey Kong movie and have like Mario appear in there or something if you want, and do the Diddy Kong story, right? There's so many good games out there that they could easily do.
Rosalina. And then you,
yeah, I mean, Mario Galaxy stuff. Thing. Yeah. Yeah, and then you start looking at other franchises too, because like they got the Nintendo branding on there, which makes my mind go like, seeing the Ghost Core logo come up on screen, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know they're going to have to do some sort of Legend of Zelda game movie. You know,
I thought about this, like, I don't know if they ever would, because Link never talks, right? But then you look at Mario, and Mario says like maybe 3-4 real words in his entire video game history. You know, he doesn't talk either, really, right? So I'm like, well, if they did it with Mario, I'm sure they can figure it out with Link and do it right. Because I know there was like that cartoon years ago back in the 80s that bombed.
Well, you look at Metroid, you look at Star Fox, there's all these movies that could potentially come out of like a Nintendo universe, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you've got the rich story characters there. And I think with this, they proved that if you're going to do it animated, you can kind of keep it true to the story there, because, you know, how many cringeworthy movie adaptations have we seen that are terrible, right? Yeah. You look at the Resident Evil movies, and I know people love those, but they're nothing like the games at all. Besides, they slap some character names in there and some costumes. Beyond that, it's nothing.
Right.
Even the last reboot of that or the TV series wasn't there, but I think we're in a good spot. What are you saying, Nick?
Looks like it's estimated to surpass 300 million tomorrow. That's already, it was already at 195 million earlier today. Global, worldwide, you know, but.
Wow. Yeah. Do we know how much it costs? Like, how much did they put into the movie? What the budget was?
Here, I'll look.
Just to see how much, you know, profit they've made. Just curious.
Says, oh, wait.
But,
it says 100 million.
100 million ish there. So, yeah. And they're tripling their investment. I was just thinking of Luigi's Mansion. I mean, it'd be kind of cool if then all of a sudden they introduced Daisy for, you know, Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always kind of tied together a little bit.
Yeah. Look at the Super Mario Land games, right, for the Game Boy, that are a little bit different. You know, you're like, you're rescuing Daisy in those.
So Mario and Waluigi into the movie.
Well, I know. Well, look at the number of characters. Days, yeah. Yeah, you have so many characters they haven't even touched on yet. And yet they did this first movie as a way to show you things. And I thought they did a good job of explaining everything too. You know, sometimes it's really like when they try to explain stuff in a video game movie. But in this one, they're like, yeah, you can use the power-ups. And she's like, I grew up here. I just know this. Oh, and then the babies.
Yeah, the baby is like
the little flashback to baby Mario and Luigi. Like, I love that. That was so cool because it's like Super Mario World 2. Is not nearly as popular as Super Mario World, but it's still a fun game. It still has that aspect of it. So like, it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just, that was a big surprise for me because I was never thinking baby Mario and baby Luigi would make it. And even baby Peach, you know, got into the movie. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really cute how they did that. And my girls loved it because those are like some of their favorite characters because they're babies.
Yeah.
They love that stuff, but yeah, I mean, every little thing that they did, they put a lot of care into it, and not just shoehorning things in it to shoehorn stuff, you know, just to add it.
Yeah, for sure. So I was looking at a few things. So just as far as other Easter eggs, I noticed that I'm trying to think of what you hadn't shouted out yet. So the one you didn't mention, so the card game for Mario 3, where you go select a card. I saw an
was it on a building.
Yeah, I was on a billboard on a building. Yeah,
yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I didn't know if that was, I didn't know it was from that. I thought at first it was just like a nod to the Fuduku cards or whatever. I forgot, you know, when Nintendo got that start, they were a playing card company.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah, that's why Pokemon is like one of the, you know, as popular as it was as a card game, because Nintendo had been around for like since the late 1800s, I want to say, and they started out doing, you know, physical games, card games and such. So, I was pretty stoked on that. And then visually, this movie was just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Everything looks so amazing.
Something, I don't know where I saw it, but the Illumination guys were just, and maybe, it was during their little Nintendo Direct about the movie. And mm-hmm. I remember the guy saying how out of all the movies they've done, which they do a lot of good, you know, movies, they put the most like effort into this one with the lighting and every little tiny detail. I mean, the mustache and the Mario's hat and Luigi's hat looked just super real, the fabric in it. And mm-hmm. So much TLC went into the animation of this and the color and the lighting and all that.
The textures and everything else. And then textures. I think I saw yesterday that Nintendo teased, like, you know, they're already working on the next main Mario game entry. They didn't say when it'll be, but I can't imagine, like, with this type of hype and stuff like that, that it's going to be too far out. So
that's what I was thinking. This whole time, since Odyssey came out, I think I was talking to you, Justin, about this or somebody that I thought for sure they're going to do DLC for that movie or for that game, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Just never did. And then now with the movie, I'm like, what a better opportunity to launch a new Mario game with the hype behind it, where you're going to get so many more people investing into Mario after this that aren't maybe a traditional Nintendo fan that are going to go mm-hmm. buy it because their kids love the movie and it's going to bring them back into the Nintendo franchise. Maybe they grew out of, you know, things like that for those type of people. But
Nick and I talked about this a little bit, but I think you've got the opportunity to do Mario Kart DLC based off this new movie, right? Like, give me a racetrack there that shows like the Donkey Kong land and some of the other stuff.
New Mario Kart. I love Mario Kart 8, but holy hell, I've been playing that since Wii U and I paid for mm-hmm. the original DLC. I mean, that game is like 8 years old or something at this point.
You have all the new tracks, all the
I get the new tracks, and this last wave, I really enjoyed like the brand new track that they made specifically for this wave. It wasn't like a remade of a different track from the past. And that one was pretty good. I do like that. I just want a brand new Mario Kart game, different, because the gimmick on this one is like the zero gravity, right? Wheels, which is cool that they put this in the movie. So I'm just interested to see where they, like what Mario Kart 9 would be like, you know, what they're going to do with that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't think we'll see a new one until the next console, maybe just because they are doing the DLC, but they could easily do DLC for Odyssey. I mean, they could easily throw out another game. I mean, you've seen what Mario Maker can do. I'm excited to see what people do in Mario Maker to make like movie levels and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be something really cool to check out here soon too. So.
That's a good point.
In the Mario Maker, you know, speaking of like little Easter eggs, I mean, I'm sure you guys noticed like the hard hat guy wearing like the didn't look quite like, you know, Mario, because it wasn't Mario, but they did a little nod to Mario Maker, I felt, with the Easter egg guy. And then what else? It was another thing I thought was cool. I don't know if you guys remember that level in Mario 3, and maybe I'm overthinking this, but whenever Mario's trying to get to Peach's castle and he has to take all those tunnels and he's like, all those pipes and he's like, it reminded me of
World 7 or something, had like a whole bunch of just pipes everywhere
and you had to like pick the right pipe to get up to the top of the level, and that's what it reminded me of. And I don't know if that was intention or not, but it was cool that like so random and like a deep cut, so to speak, that mm-hmm.
They had the clear pipes from the 3D world or whatever.
The clear ones were cool.
Yeah,
that was awesome. So, and there's so much stuff they left out of that that they could still do, like, right, elsewhere in the franchise. I was just thinking, like, you've got all those levels there, and you've got a lot of so many of the villains that are great in there. Like, we didn't see any, like, of the swamps or... You know, like there's so many villains we just didn't see.
And another thing too is that they teased up this movie, or not teased up this movie, but like in this movie that I feel like they teased up for continuing the story of Peach's background. You know, mm-hmm. she just showed up there one day and she doesn't know anything else before that. So you would think they're going to, you know, resolve that.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to see such a family focused movie like have me so excited and just be like, man, this is going to be something to look forward to for the next probably at least 10 years with what they're going to do with this, because it's just a no brainer. They did such a good job with this.
Oh, 100%. And I'm glad they finally did it, because, you know, Nintendo is Nintendo, and they'll be like, no, we don't want to do it after that disaster in 93, I think it was, whatever. And I think finally they just convinced them, like, no, this is huge. And then with the opening of the Mario parks, it ties in awesome, because it makes me want to go to the park even more so after seeing this movie, to like physically live in that Mushroom Kingdom for, you know, a few hours.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully we'll be there. Hopefully we'll be there next summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. That would be nice. That'd be fun. But what else? What was any like big negatives that you guys had on the movie? Like something that you're like, shit, you know, like really wish I would have done something different with that.
Well, you know, I briefly perused some of the reviewers, you know, like the Rotten Tomatoes scores. And some people are like, you know, there's like no story to this movie. And I'm like, well, there's enough story here. Like, you don't need to, like, we all know the character. Like, we don't need to know Bowser's background in this. They just let us know that Princess Peach is there. They just basically gave us a tease of like, hey, here's where she came from.
Yeah,
she doesn't know why she's there or how she's there. So, like, I think they did a good job with all that. And then
I did too.
They left everything out. Like, there's, I mean, as a fan of Mario games, it felt like I was playing a video game that I was watching. The story was good. The action was good. It was a lot of fun.
Exactly. And when do Mario games ever have like some in-depth story? They don't. Like, video games, like, it's just, you got to go beat Bowser. And this had
Mario RPG
than that, you know? And so I thought the story was great. That was one thing I heard, that like, ah, the story is very weak and stuff. I'm like, well, it's a Mario movie. Who cares? It's still going to be entertaining. I was pleasantly surprised that the story was actually pretty good. Like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I tried to manage my expectations, but I was still pretty hyped up for this. And I don't have any major complaints. Was Donkey Kong in it too much? I mean, I see people saying that, but I'm like, that's where Mario started. Like, how are you going to plan on that?
A big character, like, or like, part of the franchise, then like, why would you not want to have him in this? And he wasn't in it like for the entire movies. I don't know why people are getting hung up on that, if that's a negative.
Yeah,
he was in it just amount of time, and the whole point of the movie is to get the Kongs to help the Toads, the Mushroom Kingdom, to beat Bowser. So you got to have Donkey Kong in it for that part. Like, you can't just disappear. They're going to go play Bowser together.
There's I mean, it was just a blast. I mean, I can't wait to watch it again. Honestly, like, I really like, oh, I shouldn't go back to the theater for this. I'm just gonna have to wait. But it's one of those movies I want to watch again immediately to see what I didn't catch.
Yes. Yes. Well,
because visually it's so awesome. I was just like, I feel like I'm missing stuff here.
Yeah. And scenes and everything. Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
I'd want to see, my complaints would be just like, I'd want to see more Luigi. I thought the pacing was a little too fast. Like, it was just one thing after another. It didn't really breathe some sections, you know. And
I wish
I did a little bit more with Bowser. That wasn't just him obsessed with Peach, which was funny. But I don't know. I was hoping to see more like from the beginning, where he's like with the penguins, you know, and kind of being a badass. But it was kind of funny though, where he's like talking about a dream wedding and stuff, and all of his like minions are looking at him like he's crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Who did the voice of Kamek? I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, I like Kamek a lot. I was glad he had I've always liked Kamek. I thought he had quite a bit to do.
He did. They had good use of him. You know who? Ebony Maw. He reminded me of Ebony Maw from the Avengers. Infinity War and Endgame, because he's the guy that comes in there and like spouts off all the shit before Thanos, and I'm like, oh, that's this guy. I got a kick at even like the delivery and performance. Like, I feel like the voice actor is kind of imitating that type of character there, so I thought that was great.
Kevin Michael Richardson, who he's done voice on Family Guy and Cleveland Show. Is just animated movies mainly. So
okay.
And then Fred,
he's kind of
forget what I was gonna say just that Cranky Kong was voiced by that Fred
Armisen.
Yeah. From
Saturday Night you know, that guy. And I thought he did a good job. Cranky Kong was, he was a funny character. I wasn't expecting, I thought it was going to be Donkey Kong was going to be the king when they go to the jungle. I did not expect that they were going to bring in the old Kongs like Cranky Kong in there and be, and he's the actual king. And then of course, like how he, his Donkey Kong has that relationship similar to Mario and his dad. And I thought that was really well done.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the nods to the 93 movie they threw in there, like seeing Mario's family starting it off in Brooklyn, and like their whole ad is like, hey, we're going to save Brooklyn, and like that's a, exactly what they get to do, right? Yeah. I mean, I think like that was really, really well thought out, executed pretty well. I love seeing Bowser and them coming to the real world and that battle there. It was fun.
And then... I don't know, randomly, maybe I'm jumping around too much, sorry, but was the dog at the beginning, was that from the Pets movie from Illumination? That specific dog? He reminded me of, like, from the movie Pets.
He looks like that dog.
He looked familiar.
Yeah.
It's not that dog, but it looked a lot like him. But, I mean, same animation studio, so I'd imagine it's probably similar based on that. Yeah. But,
And then there was a scene that reminded me of Ghostbusters a little bit. Whenever they're in the punch out, and he's like, "We got one," you know, like the call.
Yeah,
we got
one.
I was like, "Oh, that's kind of Ghostbusters almost."
I said that to Nathan during the movie because it's like they're like their startup business, and
yeah,
we got one. And there was something else they said too that I thought was a lot like Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Well, and I just think about like all the scenes they teased Luigi's Mansion so well, you know, because they didn't go into the big castles and all that kind of stuff, right? And that was that's a pretty big element in the Mario games, right? The ghost castles.
Yeah. I was expecting to see a Boo, like a ghost Boo, like in that castle when Luigi was going in there.
Yeah.
And I was a little disappointed that it didn't happen. But then I was happy at the end when King Boo showed up to the wedding. I was like, okay, they got a Boo, and you know.
Yeah.
Characters in there.
Well, it's like
they didn't have the airships in this movie either, did they? Or
no, there's, I mean, Bowser's airship that came up was pretty cool. I like the design of that, but that felt more like something out of Bowser's Fury. So
yeah,
the way that looked, you know, like I feel like that's the closest thing, like with all the fire and stone falling down, I feel like that's what influenced that. But yeah, the airships,
yeah,
but when you look at it, you don't need to do the airships till you have the Koopalings and Bowser Jr. and all those other characters. So
yeah.
Right.
Did you like what they did with Dry Bones, with the Dry Bones kind of being like zombies and
I thought that was really cool. Yeah. So Nate got a little bit scared in that scene, like covered his eyes, and I was like, okay, dude, I get it. You know, because I remember
she got scared in that, yeah, that whole Luigi Mansion feel scene and everything. She
yep. But oh, after that, oh, like after that, it was smooth sailing. So
I was surprised the Shy Guys were in the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good touch too for the Mario 2 stuff. And
They're from Mario 2, and then but they were Bowser's minions in like the original cartoon. But you don't see Shy Guys. You don't see Shy Guys a lot in the main games, like the side scroller games and stuff.
Yeah, not really too much. I mean, they're in obviously Mario Kart, but
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, you don't really see him as much. But I thought it was funny whenever he escapes all those dry bone Koopas, and then the lightning, you know, strikes, and all of a sudden behind him, he's got these guys sitting there. And I just
laughed.
Like, that's great.
Well, did you notice we get like an origin for the blue shell of death for Mario Kart? It's like the head Koopa Troopa, basically. Well, I saw him on the poster. I saw him the poster right before we went in, and I was like, who's this guy? Because, like, and somebody's like, it's a Koopa Troop. I was like, well, I know that, but he's got a blue spiky shell, you know? I didn't even think about him end up being the damn Mario Kart shell.
Yeah,
that was that pretty funny.
Yeah, when they did the blue shell, I was like, oh, God, everybody hates that damn blue shell. And then they put it in the movie. I was like, that's hilarious.
Well, and you look at other characters, right? So Yoshi's missing, but Plessy is going to be like a character that could easily pop up elsewhere, right? And some of the bigger
Plessy, the dinosaur,
first scene of Mario 64, but you ride on his, you ride around on him. What's that? Yeah. So,
his head. Yeah.
Mm hmm. Yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. that you can, you've got opportunity there. What was that fish monster they got eaten by though? I didn't recognize that.
Eel from Mario Kart.
That was okay.
Pretty sure that's the eel.
He was like, in
one more level. What?
He was in another game too. He's in a, like a, either a three. I think he was in a 3D game maybe. But
okay, I was just curious because I thought it was going to be like one of the big piranha fish. You know.
Oh yeah.
That's what I would have expected there.
And I was waiting for like, you know, the cheap cheeps and stuff. And I was waiting for, I was like, they're gonna put bloopers in here, right? They gotta have a blooper. Like it's one of the most iconic, at least in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, he's in the original game. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the original game. And sure, you know, they got him in there and I thought that was hilarious. And he's like on Donkey Kong's face, you know, and he like peels him off and just throws him off to the side. And
mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that was good.
The ink, you know, comes out, and I was like, they just
did and there's right. Yeah, I had such a good time watching it. Like, you know, walking out of there, like the kids were just so happy and had so much fun with it. It was like, oh yeah, that was awesome.
Because everything I was thinking in my mind is like, man, I hope they, like I said earlier, I hope they do this power suit or whatever. And then I was thinking, I haven't seen this character. I haven't. And then after I started thinking, then sure as shit, it shows up in the movie. And I was like, oh, is this why I still have a smile on my face? I was like, they hit everything so well. And the beat of the movie was good. I feel a little fast on some things, like maybe Nick said, but, you know, they can't make a movie like that, you know, 2 hours long, you know, for kids. Like they had to make sure they got through it in an hour and a half or whatever. But.
Well, and to me, so if you have Tubi, right, Tubi is a free app, but Tubi has like the old Mario cartoons on there for free. So Nate doesn't have school like on Thursdays right now. And so because he's in preschool, you know, so when he starts in the fall for kindergarten, he'll be all set. But so he was home with me and like we threw on some of the Mario 3 cartoon, which is hilarious because like all the Koopalings are in there, but they all have different names because they started production on the cartoon like right before.
Yeah,
exactly. There's King Koopa and there's Princess Toadstool, you know, back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peach. That was fun. What was I going to say?
And those cartoons are so bad, but there's still some like serious entertainment value in them.
I binge watched all of them from all three series like 2 years ago, like right when I started collecting all these Jack specific figures.
Oh, really? I'm glad you said that about Tubi. I'll have to, throw it on my Roku or whatever and look it up.
Yeah, I mean, they're all there. Like you can watch the, you know, like the first series has a couple of Ghostbusters cameo, right? Spangler or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Ernie Hudson shows up in the.
Ernie Hudson. Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought
Ernie Hudson shows up in the live action one.
Yeah, that's the first season one. So like the little live action intercut shows. So, but. Any final thoughts on this before we wrap it up?
I don't know, for me, I am super happy they did such a well job. They took care of the franchise Illumination, and it was well worth the wait, I suppose, you know, in that sense, because now that technology is where it is versus, you know, a number of years ago,
mm-hmm.
make this movie the way they did and the textures and the vivid colors and stuff. It's probably better they just never touch a movie since the bomb of 93 or whatever until they could do it with the technology, today's technology. So everything was awesome. I'll be... hell, I might even buy the movie poster put downstairs in the man cave. I liked it that much. So,
and there's some great posters out there for this too. Like I loved them all. I'm like, man, which one do you pick?
And I haven't looked at them because I didn't want spoilers. I didn't want to look at the movie poster and see a character that's on the poster. Then I know that character is probably gonna be in the movie. I wanted to be. That's why I did watch the trailers, but I didn't like really watch them. I didn't watch them over and over again. I just watched it the one time because I wanted to have a little bit of a surprise, you know, going into something like this because of all the Easter eggs and stuff I knew was going to be coming. I didn't want to spoil those moments, you know, from watching it live, you know, for the first time versus seeing it on a poster or a clip or something. So,
and I just a couple of days before the movie came out, I had to go back and rewatch the trailers before Nick and I talked about this a couple of days ago, and I was like pretty happy with the misguidance they put in there. Like I feel like there's a few things they misguided you on and changed up and a few like dialogue changes they had done, like to trick you into this trailer. So I was all pretty pleased with how they did that. The misdirection they did on some of that worked pretty well, because I was thinking things are going to play out one way, but it wasn't exactly what they showed in the trailer, which is hard to do, especially in modern times where they're like, here's the best scenes of the movie in a highlight reel. And you're like,
well, they released the full commercial. I don't remember if they played it in the theater or not, but I watched that full commercial, not knowing for sure it would be in the movie. So I was kind of disappointed that I'd already seen it.
I'm glad I didn't. Cause that's an example where, like, when I saw it tonight, I was like, they got the Super Mario Brothers in there.
I wish I hadn't seen that ahead of time.
Well, that first dropped with the Super Bowl. That was a Super Bowl spot.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, granted, I think the scene seemed like it was a little bit longer in the movie, but I still like kind of seeing that, because it does give you the classic Italian accents and everything else. So
yeah, and then they did a good job of how do you go from the classic Italian Mario voice that we know to Chris Pratt voicing it and Charlie Day doing Luigi, and I thought they did a really good job of, you know, making a nod to all the fans, you know, about the Italian voice, and then how they get away from not doing it the entire movie.
Absolutely.
I don't even think I remember the Super Bowl drop, because I was so too much anxiety on that Super Bowl for me to watch the commercials. Oh yeah, but that was
All right. Well, I think that's pretty much what we've got to say about this. Hopefully you enjoyed this movie as much as we did. Let us know what you thought of it in the comments. Please like and subscribe. Join our Patreon. This is the Glow in the Dark Elf. We've still got some of these available up on our Etsy page.
Very nice.
So if you want the Strange Glow video, Elf standing on a VHS or haunting the VHS coming through, throw that with your neck Elf collection right now. Yeah. He's haunted by those tapes. Yeah, but appreciate you listening. Hopefully you're having a good time, and we'll see you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.